Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Gautam. And in this work, I'm going to present performance-centric network allocation for data center applications. This is joint work with Musharraf Chaudhary and my advisors, Professor Sylvia Ratnasamy and Professor Ion Stoica from UC Berkeley. Data center applications embrace data parallelism. In data parallelism, applications execute in several computation stages, and they require communication between these stages. The computation in one stage is split across multiple nodes, and each of these nodes process different data. As shown in the figure, the circles represent different stages, and the lines represent the communication that happens between different stages. And each of these stages in turn happens over multiple nodes. Network has an important role to play. From a Hadoop deployment at Facebook, we observed that most of the jobs spend around, on average, they spend 33% of their time doing shuffle. Users of data parallel applications, however, write applications in high-level languages, and therefore often do not know what network support do they require for their application to scale up, since the final execution graph is often constructed by the framework itself. And therefore, information like, say, what is the deadline for one flow in the entire chain of execution is very difficult to percolate. Present frameworks, however, support only a handful of communication primitives. And so they know at one stage what communication one application is doing, and they know what the kind of transfer is. So we therefore want to understand if we can move the responsibility of network allocation to the framework instead of, say, the applications themselves telling the network requirement that they have, or just leaving it to end hosts or machines. Before proceeding, let me mention that in this work, we restrict our attention to data parallel frameworks running in private clusters, those operated by and in the interests of a single organization, where the concerns of multi-tenancy, like adversarial behavior, et cetera, are less. And we also assume that application-level inefficiencies are dealt with extrinsically. So let me mention some of the current proposals that we have in this regard to allocate network applications to different applications. These proposals either explicitly account for the network resources by the applications. For example, the virtual cluster-based network reservations at SIGCOM 2011, or the more recent work to extend that to improve utilization by only reserving the network when the application is actually performing communication. The drawback of these approaches, however, is that, as I said before, exact network requirements are not known. And also, these policies tend to be non-work conserving and therefore limit utilization. The other thread has been on fairness-centric proposals, where the basic aim is to provide fairness or isolation between different applications. And some of the fairness criterion have been flow-level fairness, like TCP, or fairness with respect to sources, proportionality in total number of VMs. However, a drawback of purely fairness-centric approach is that it offers users or developers for applications of these frameworks little guidance as to the performance that they can expect while they scale up their application. And therefore, in this work, we try to give a different aspect of allocating network to these applications. And we call them as performance-centric allocation. And the motivation is to enable users to reason about the performance of their applications when they scale up. And we achieve this by enabling applications to effectively parallelize so that they can preserve the intuitive mapping between scale-up and speed-up. And secondly, once we have some idea of how performance-centric allocations are, we want to compare or relate them to these fairness-centric proposals. So let me elaborate next what I mean by performance-centric allocations. So let us consider two types of transfers that are prevalent in current data parallel frameworks. The first one is shuffle, which is prominent in MapReduce. And in this, as illustrated in the figure, if a node generates, say, lambda amount of data, it partitions its generated data into different sets and then transfers each set to the nodes in the next stage. So as a simple example, the lambda data that is generated is split across two sets of lambda by two data and sent to two nodes in the next stage. The other communication pattern is broadcast, where the lambda amount of data that is generated, the whole of it is transferred to each of the node in the next stage. So let us see what happens when these applications now scale up. So I see the shuffle case, where I assume that the application did not scale up. It used one map job and one map task and one reduce task. It was generating two lambda amount of data and was communicating that data across the network. When the application scales up, I'm assuming that the input remains the same. Each of the two nodes now generate lambda amount of data under uniform scenarios. And therefore, each of them transfers lambda by two amount of data across each of the four flows. The total data that still needs to be transferred is still two lambda. And therefore, the total communication is invariant. Note that the total computation was invariant because we are restricting ourselves to data to applications that leverage data parallelism. For broadcast, however, when the application did not scale up, the scenario was exactly similar to the shuffle case. When the application scaled up, however, the total communication doubled. And therefore, if you want to preserve the intuitive mapping between the scale-up and the speed-up, while it is sufficient to give twice as much share in the shuffle case, we need to give four times as much share in the broadcast case. So in some sense, the network is behaving as a quadratic resource for broadcast transfers. And this is where we talk about, we come with the idea of performance-centric allocations. So essentially, we understand what the application requires from the network, and we delegate this responsibility to the frameworks, which lies at a sweet spot because the framework knows whether the transfer is a shuffle or a broadcast. So let me now take two very special cases and see how different fairness-centric proposals react in these scenarios. So let me consider a cluster running data parallel applications, and the only communication primitive that it supports is a shuffle. So all the jobs do only shuffle. So a specific example can be, say, a job wants to do word count across two files. So one option for it is to use just one map task and one reduce task, or the other option is to split its computation across, do process each of the files in parallel using two map tasks and, say, two reduce tasks. And the notation that we use is we denote TM by the map time, we denote TS as the shuffle time and TR as the reduce time. And the data that is mentioned is similar to the case of shuffle that I mentioned before. So let's see how Perflow behaves. Perflow would give, say, alpha amount of share to each of the flows. And we assume that when application was scaled up, in B case, the map time and the reduce time are halved. So we just look at the transfer time. So now the total data that was needed to be sent was 2 lambda. Each of the flow had to send lambda by 2 amount of data. We gave it alpha share. So the time of the transfer is lambda by 2 alpha. The original time for the transfer was 2 lambda by alpha. So there is a 4-time speed up in the transfer time. And therefore, the application gets more than its required share to parallelize. Now, this would seem all good and well and done because it finished faster than it should. But on a fundamental level, we have finite amount of resources. So if this job is getting more than its required share, there are other jobs, small jobs in particular, that get their performance hurt if you use Perflow allocations. Instead, if you are using a proportional allocation, now since there were twice as many machines that were used, so you give it twice as much share, the share of each flow now becomes alpha by 2. We observe that the time of the transfer gets reduced by half. So in the case of shuffle-only clusters, proportional allocations are performance-driven allocations. It turns out, however, that this analysis breaks if we consider clusters that only support broadcast. So in this case, I'm considering clusters where the only communication primitive that is supported is broadcast. And we follow the similar notation as to the shuffle case, TAM, TAS, and TAR. And everything remains the same. The only difference is that now everyone is broadcasting the data. So the lambda amount of data that is generated in the B case is sent to each of the nodes in the next stage. Now, if you use proportional allocation, which was good for shuffle-only clusters, it turns out that it limits the parallelism that it can achieve. Because if you see that the transfer time is now 2 lambda by alpha, which is the same when the application did not scale up. So therefore, the transfer time is the bottleneck for the application to parallelize. But instead, if you go back to per flow allocations, it turns out that it achieves the right balance and is able to give you the desired parallelism. So just to recap, I present a qualitative diagram with the speed up and the degree of parallelism. Note that this speed up is, of course, not achievable in practice because of congestion and other things, but I mean, I'm just talking on a fundamental level whether it can be achieved or not. So we observe that if you use TCP for shuffle, you can achieve a speed up more than the degree of parallelism that you are getting. And therefore, it is hurting the performance of small jobs since the total resources are finite. But if you use proportional allocations for shuffle, they achieve the right balance. If you use TCP for broadcast, it achieves the balance. But if you use proportional for broadcast, then it limits parallelism. Now, once we studied this, how these map to fairness-centric proposals, let's see if we can formulate a performance-centric proposal, which is guided by these performance-centric allocations in these special cases. So the high-level idea is that a transfer has its complexity, and we denote that complexity by enumerating that transfer to be xn. If x is the amount of overhead in the amount of data that needs to be transferred when the application scales up by n, and note that x has to lie between 1 to n. If it exceeds n, then the application cannot be data parallel. We have shuffle as a 1N transfer and broadcast as an NN transfer. And therefore, a performance-centric allocation will encompass N, X. That means that it will reserve a total share for the shuffle, which depends on this X, and will give that share to that transfer. So let us see what happens. I mean, previously we studied only toy examples where we said that the cluster is either only supporting shuffle or the cluster is only supporting broadcast. But these frameworks, of course, I mean, they provide both the primitives. So let's see what happens when we have heterogeneous frameworks. And we also now put congestion in the picture, that we have a finite number of resources. So I study here that, say, let's say there are two jobs, A and B. A is a shuffle job, and B is a broadcast job. When the applications did not scale up, they look exactly the same. We say that both of them are generating 2 GB data. And say all the communication passes through a single link. We give 500 Mbps to both of them, assuming the link capacity is 1 Gbps. And therefore, both finish in 4 seconds. Now we scale the applications up, both by 2. And we want to see what happens if we use this performance-centric proposal that gives per flow share in the case of broadcast and a proportional share in the case of shuffle. So in this case, what is going to happen is that the shuffle job is going to get 1/3 of the network share of the link, and the broadcast job is going to get 2/3 of the network share. And since nothing in the applications changed, the framework was supporting both the applications, both the applications just tried to scale up. Both finish in 6 seconds. So there is no distinction that way. So what this leads us is to enable network parallelism, by which we mean, how can we isolate the speed up that an application can achieve by scaling up and the performance degradation due to finite number of resources? That means that if y prime denotes the new running time after a scale up of n, it's given by y by n, where y was the old running time, and n is the scale-up factor. But of course, since the resources were finite, we are going to experience a degradation based on alpha. But this alpha is going to be uniform across jobs. Not exactly uniform, because the network is not just a single link. But so therefore, this entirely completes our discussion. And to summarize, these are the following points that we make. We understand how performance-centric allocations contrast with fairness-centric proposals. We see that from the perspective of parallelism, proportionality is the performance-centric approach for shuffle-only clusters, and per flow is the performance-centric approach for broadcast-only clusters. And therefore, after this, we attempted, as a first attempt, to a performance-centric proposal for general frameworks. And we also understood what happens if we use this and when resources get congested. So this is just a preliminary proposal, but we are trying to address some of the questions. In future work, we want to have a more rigorous formulation, more mathematical formulation, which can dictate and predict running times in some sense when different applications come and go. And there are some other questions to be answered, as in what happens when you have different scaling up factors on both the sides. And in these cases, the analysis becomes a little complicated. We also want to analytically and experimentally evaluate these policies. And we also want to understand whether these are just going to redistribute our completion times across different jobs, or they can actually achieve some right balance to limit the overall completion times of all jobs. With this, I would like to take questions. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Masood from USC. You say that shuffle takes a large part in MapReduce jobs. What kind of jobs are you talking about? The shuffle phase for word count job is very different than sort jobs. So
we exactly do not know what kind of jobs, I mean, what are the exact semantics of these jobs, but these are from the Hadoop deployment at Facebook. These are the traces from October 2010. And yeah, I have also included a citation, so that has more detailed analysis of this. So yeah.
So in a realistic large-scale cluster, of course, you will probably have jobs at different priorities, right? Do you have any idea of how you could, do you support this? I expect the answer is no, that you have no notion of job priority currently, right? Do you have any idea how this could be extended to reflect, some kind of priority system? Because it's likely that in a large production cluster like a Facebook cluster, you're going to have some jobs that, you know, will get guaranteed bandwidth, right?
Yeah.
And others will have to.
I think one way to look at it is basically how much, so in some sense, you can ask for how many resources you want to give to a, you want, you can specify, I want these many resources. But the other way to look at it, that there is some controller which is deciding how many resources to give each of the jobs based on the priorities. So if there is one job that is more important, then you can give it 10x more machines than the other job. But if you do not care about this network parallelism, giving it 10 times more resources is not going to save the.
I'm not necessarily talking about the number of machines. So what particularly prompted this question is the fact that you said, you know, the performance will degrade uniformly for all jobs,
yeah,
if contention occurs. And I'm basically saying you might not want that property, right? You might want it to degrade non-uniformly.
Exactly. But even if the performance degrades uniformly, there is the other factor, right? Y by N, which is going to matter a lot, because you can decide on N if your job is of higher importance. And therefore, you can restrict the total running time. But the high-level idea is that it gives, they can formulate this kind of equation and see how much performance they can expect when they scale their applications up. And therefore, they can change N to reduce their overall completion time of the job.
Yeah. Right. Okay, thank you.